This week in Dunedin, the SOFIA Charter was launched. It's a multi-agency pledge to help enhance student safety and well-being. It's a charter that was conceived in honour of the memory of Sophia Christini, an Otago University student who's believed to have died as a result of a large crush of people on a stairwell at a party in a Dunedin flat in October of last year. And the charter promotes the idea of a circle of support for students so that the circumstances that led to Sophia's death are not repeated. Well, Jack Manning is the president of the Otago University Students Association, and he was at the signing on Wednesday, and he joins us now. Kia ora, Jack.
Kia ora.
Tell us about Sophia Christini, who she was, and what she was studying at Otago.
Yeah, so Sophia Christini, whilst I didn't have the privilege of knowing her myself, she was a mathematics student here at the University of Otago who very tragically lost her life at a flat party in October last year.
It was an absolute tragedy, and it followed on the heels of the 2016 collapse of the balcony in Castle Street with the band 660. And from there, what you've done here with the Sophia Charter is really a continuation of the broad strokes that were put into place then.
Yeah, well, often I think really the core of what the Sophia Charter is about is just awareness for students, awareness of the risks, because this isn't at all meant to be an intrusion at all on social life. It's about just helping students really understand the risks so that, you know, when they are out with their friends, they can know how to best look out for themselves and each other. So, yes, in that regard, it very much is reflective of the changes that have been coming forward since 2016.
And it was driven really by Sophia's parents, who wanted to see something come out of the death of their daughter. And it's a pledge by multi-agencies. Can you tell us about who's involved in it?
Yeah, sure thing. So you're absolutely right. The parents, very very much in the wake of their daughter's death, showed incredible strength and really wanted to bring the community together around something positive and try to get something positive out of this. So I really commend them for that. But the stakeholders that have got involved include myself through the Otago University Students Association, the university itself. We also have the Dunedin City Council, the New Zealand Police, Fire and Emergency New Zealand, and the Otago Property Investors Association. This is a very large stakeholder group that really all have a vested interest in the well-being of students.
Yes, well, let's look at the Students Association and the university to start with. What have they pledged to do?
But the points that the university and OUSA are working on, particularly the ones we're working on together, are around how to best facilitate student social activity in licensed establishments. That's particularly through our bar, Starters Bar. But also OUSA has pledged to participate in a North Dunedin community meeting when they come up so that we can continue to reaffirm our commitment to this charter each year.
The coroner's report of the death has not been concluded, so it's not known what the causal factors were at this party. However, alcohol has been a subject that's been discussed. So how can you mitigate the negative consequences of alcohol in regard to this charter?
Well, I think that's spot on. Yeah, this really is just about harm minimisation. And not at all does harm minimisation suggest prohibition. You know, really what this is about is making sure that the opportunities that there are available to students in terms of how they can spend their night doesn't have going to a flat party that doesn't necessarily have safety precautions from being the path of least resistance. So this is really to incentivize people, going out and socializing in safe establishments, but also knowing that when they aren't doing that, but also when they are aware of how they can look out for themselves and each other.
Are students becoming aware of that or aware of that now?
I think it's something which is always a work in progress. I mean, the thing about university is that students don't get any older, they just change names. So, you know, this is something which will always be a work in progress. But I think it's something that Sophia's tragic death really has brought home for many students. It's made them realise the importance of actually looking out for themselves and actually having safety be a guiding principle and how them and their friends conduct themselves on a night out.
Yeah, it's very interesting what you say, and absolutely true that so many students to Otago come from right around the country, and you know they come first year and they have to be told about this because a lot of them wouldn't even know it happened.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, you know, when we launched the charter on Wednesday, we had a student launch that just students there, and it was incredibly powerful. The entire room was packed, and it was so powerful to see that we had created such a safe environment for people. There were people who were, you know, openly weeping, you know, as family members, and those who were really close to Sophia came up and spoke, and it was really powerful, and I think really shows just how much students are, you know, really willing to get behind us. But then after that, we also had the public signing ceremony in the University Council Chamber, and that involved all the stakeholders signing the charter and explaining why their organisation was taking part in this.
So we've got the City Council, Police, Fire and Emergency New Zealand, and landlords. What can they do?
Yeah, so the Otago Property Investors Association have pledged to this, and part of their pledge has been to look to increase the quality of housing stock in the North Dunedin community, because many of the houses in North Dunedin, for one way or another, because we have a gridlocked rental market, often means that the quality of the housing can be quite difficult to raise. So what they have done is joined in to ensure that the quality of the housing that students are in can increase, so that they are safer in their own home, but also that will then flow on to houses that, if there's any flat parties, these will be, you know, safer houses that more reflect actually what is required for students during the time here.
And the charter itself, is it a document that has all of the pledges from the interested parties, and it was signed by a representative from each?
Yes, that's true. Yes, so I signed it on behalf of OUSA. The Vice-Chancellor, Harlene Haynes, signed it for the University of Otago. Aaron Hawkins signed it on behalf of the City Council. And there were others from the New Zealand Police, Fire and Emergency New Zealand, and the Property Investors Association.
Very powerful meeting it must have been.
Yeah, well, that came from the family. Well, they were able to bring us together behind something so powerful. And when I spoke, I made sure to thank them for the strength they had given our community, because it really is tragic that it took something so terrible happening to see this sort of change. But they have been so powerful and so supportive of the stakeholders throughout this. And I'm lost for words, really, when I think about what they've gone through.
Yes, Elspeth McMillan and Bede Cristani, that's Sophia's parents. And they live in Wellington, I believe. And so they came down specifically for that. Do you think you'll see them? I imagine you will as you go through the next few years.
Yes, yeah. So they have committed to, they're going to continue to be a regular part of the Sophia Charter, of course, as well as the Sophia Cristani Scholarships, which have launched for the university. So, yeah, they very much are going to continue their involvement with the university going forward.
Tell us about the scholarships. What are they?
The Sophia Cristani Scholarship are to support a second-year female student going into mathematics studies.
Yeah, wonderfully specific, especially mathematics, and to get more women into mathematics and science. It's great.
Yeah, personally, it's something I'm strongly behind. I was a computer science student myself, and the gender proportion in the class was pretty striking. So this is something I support wholeheartedly.
And as for you, Jack, I mean, how long are you going to be there at the Students Association? When do you finish?
I finish at the end of this year, and this is actually my last year at the University of Otago, so I'm currently looking at my future pathway and starting to put out job applications.
And you'll pass this on to your successor, and hopefully for many years to come, her name will stay in the forefront.
Absolutely, I'm positive it will.
Thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you.
That's Jack Manning, the president of the Otago University Students Association, only for a few more months, as he said.